Welcome back. I'm your host, Tony Petillo, and if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Call Tony Real Estate Radio here on KTLK AM 1150. If you have a real estate or finance question, now is the time to call us here at 888-309-9797. That's 888-309-9797. This segment is proudly brought to you by La Raca Home Inspections. Those are property inspectors that you can truly count on. So, Carla D., you're bringing it to us today. More technology from Carla D. This is the only CPA tax strategist enrolled agent that I know that is just geeked up with technology and marketing. I mean, she is on the scene. Go on, girls.
Oh, my goodness, Tony. Well, hey, somebody has to love the tax world. I just happen to be one of those people.
Yeah.
So as we've been talking about technology lately, I wanted to talk to our listeners about how IRS is using technology to track what they're doing as individuals and business owners.
Right.
Many of you know that our government is short on revenue, so IRS is under tremendous pressure to close what we call the tax gap. And the tax gap really is what the government thinks people should be paying in taxes and what they are paying in income taxes.
Okay.
And right now, that's $300 billion is the tax gap.
Yikes.
Many tax professionals and watchdogs are very concerned about these sweeping changes that the IRS is implementing because they're just putting it out there. There's no clear guidelines, no clear law on how they should be doing this. But let me tell you what they are doing, Tony.
Mm.
The IRS has now began tracking data.
Okay.
Many consumers are already familiar with cookies on the internet, where if you go to different websites,
right,
certain ads will pop up based on what you're trending, what you're Googling.
Yes.
Well, IRS is starting to do that as well. They're using cookies to track what people are talking about on the internet. They're using Facebook and other social media tools to see exactly what you're talking about.
Shut up.
They're doing what
that
we call...
That is crazy.
I know. It's,
that's crazy.
I am like... over the top about this.
I thought they were so backed up and they couldn't.
They're not that backed up. Somebody's out there being smart. They've hired some private firms outside of government to help them do this.
Mm.
It's not being done internally. It's being done outside of the government by some private industry firms that obviously have the expertise to access Social Security numbers, health records, your credit card transactions, what you're buying. And what's really interesting, Tony, is they are going for what they call like lifestyle type audits, where people will say on paper that they're broke.
Right.
But they're on Facebook posting pictures of themselves at the river, and I'm in New York, and I'm in Hawaii. How are you doing these things if you're claiming that you're broke?
Right.
So now they're matching up the social data with what taxpayers are putting on paper and saying, hold on, something's not quite
Something's not in alignment here.
Exactly. We need to flag an audit. So this is a huge, huge part of what is happening out there. They are sorting 32,000 categories of data on individuals, and they are getting statistics, and eventually they're going to start using it.
This is serious information. By the way, listeners, if you need to call Carla for a consultation. This information alone is riveting.
It is.
Because there is there's no privacy anymore, right? There's no privacy. I went to that convention in Fiji.
Right.
And they talked about this very thing that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The very interesting thing is that soon banking is going to be run through like an iTunes.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this whole thing of privacy is over.
It's over.
There's no more privacy. I don't care who you are and how you're trying to hide. Eventually, they're breaking us all down to where we're just going to have to be transparent.
Right. Everybody has to be transparent because what happens on Facebook goes directly to IRS now.
Mm.
What's happening on eBay goes directly to IRS now. And they've already started that partially by having people that get these third-party payers like PayPal.
Right.
You can run your cell phones and take credit card payments. And before, that type of information wasn't privileged to IRS.
Sure.
But when IRS threw out that new health care bill came about, in that health care bill was a new little tax law that said all of these third-party payers, merchant companies, have to now report to IRS how much money Carla has run through eBay, how much I've run through PayPal.
Wow.
So it's all starting to mesh up, and people really are going to start seeing a real big boom in audits, and really it's time to get our house in order.
Mm-hmm. So what do you recommend for people to do at this point?
I recommend, as always, for people to be very transparent. It's not about trying to hide from IRS. It's really trying to figure out what's the best strategy for the amount of income that I'm making. Mm-hmm. I tell my taxpayers, please report all of your income, because not reporting your income is fraud.
Right.
Let's get all your income reported the proper way, and then let's find out the best strategy to reduce your tax bill legally.
Mm-hmm.
So the listeners can go to Virtual Carla, my new tool that's out there, technology at its best.
I love it.
VirtualCarlaWithAK.com, and you can get a virtual tax strategy. You'll see me, we'll chat, and we will get you where you need to go.
Well, there it is. I love that. Virtual Carla. So it's VirtualCarla.com?
VirtualCarla.com.
VirtualCarlaWithAK.com.
Can you imagine?
I'm going there to see what you're doing. I want to check it out. Wow, that is crazy. I'm almost speechless right now with this whole technology thing. It's over the top.
It is.
It's totally.